Hi, and welcome back to Actionable Books Audio. My name is Chris Taylor, and today we're talking about the book I Love You More Than My Dog by Jean Bliss. Customers admire the beloved companies for how they are treated, not for how they are handled. That comes from I Love You More Than My Dog, page 8. See, I Love You More Than My Dog is more than a book title. It's a statement that acts as a lofty goal for companies of all sizes. The concept of a customer truly, passionately loving your company may be a difficult one to imagine. And yet there are loyal, rabid fans of some of the brands we know and love. When airlines were struggling financially after 9/11, Southwest Airlines received hundreds of envelopes from their regular customers. Envelopes stuffed with checks, flight vouchers, and notes of encouragement. People who travel Southwest regularly aren't the same people who are doing price comparisons online. Just like people that stand in line for 8 hours to get the latest and greatest Apple gadget, even though they know they could buy it off the shelves a few weeks later, are not your typical computer shoppers. See, they love Apple. Are people waiting in line for hours to buy from you? The difference, as Jean Bliss points out in her book, I Love You More Than My Dog, is that Apple is more than a computer company. Southwest is more than an airline. These companies and others, what we call beloved companies, create community. They treat their customers with respect and understanding, and they do it deliberately. See, I Love You More Than My Dog is a book about decisions. Decisions, often challenging ones, that we make as leaders and how committed we are to sticking to them. Author Jean Bliss outlines 5 choices that beloved companies make. The first decision, they decide to believe. They believe in the inherent goodness of their customers and their employees. The second decision they make is to decide with clarity and purpose. They know very clearly the impact they want to make on their customers' lives. The third decision they make is to be real. Authenticity over slickness. That's the mantra of these companies. And the fourth decision is to decide to be there, to show up in our customers' lives in a way that makes sense to them, not what makes sense to us. And number 5, they decide to say sorry, genuinely and without excuses. So when these decisions are made publicly and embedded in company culture, companies can separate themselves from the competition, and they can make genuine connections with their customers. So the golden egg for this article is, who do you trust? Do you trust the majority of employees to do the right thing, or do you manage the minority? It comes from I Love You More Than My Dog, page 47. Who is your employee manual written for? Or what about your internal policies and procedures? Do they provide the basic framework that will allow your people to thrive uniquely and independently? Or do they lock out independent thought for fear that your employees might make a mistake if not micromanaged? As we've discussed in past articles, the abundance of choice that consumers face mean that price and quality are no longer unique selling propositions. For every high-quality, well-priced widget on the market, there are dozens of competitors waiting in the wings. What differentiates companies and products now is experience, how interacting with the company makes the consumer feel. And certainly a well-designed and well-packaged product can have some impact on consumer experience, but ultimately, real engagement comes from human interaction. And as we've all experienced with telemarketers, scripted interaction is typically underwhelming. If we want to stand out from our competitors, we need to allow our people, the faces of our companies, to flourish and to be real. People go to Starbucks for the experience, not for the coffee. Gem 1 is to share purpose, not necessarily direction. If you create an environment where people truly participate, you don't need control. They know what needs to be done, and they do it. That comes from I Love You More Than My Dog, page 53. Companies thrive when their entire team understands and shares a common purpose. It can be so easy as a manager or team leader to zero in on the specific challenges in behavior or process and then work to fix it at a micro level. The challenge with taking this approach to leadership is that we're constantly in catch-up mode, putting out fires and only really seeing opportunities for improvement after someone or something has gone awry. But the other approach, the scalable approach, starts with being so explicitly clear in your organizational purpose that there can be no confusion amongst your staff. Understand what experience you want your customers to have. Make sure everyone on your team understands it as well, and then trust them to find their own ways to create those experiences. Beloved companies trust their employees. They trust that they want to do the right thing. They want to do good to make a positive difference for their customers, their teammates, and their company. Beloved companies provide their people with a clear sense of purpose and then get out of their way. So the question is, does your team know with explicit clarity what your company wants to be known for? Do they have the freedom to realize that vision in their day-to-day interactions and in their own unique way? Gem 2, how long does the warm feeling last? Memory creation is the currency of your brand. Because I Love You More Than My Dog, page 64. How do your customers feel after they bought from you? Do they leave with nothing more than a transaction? Or do they have an experience? Do they have a story that they can't wait to share with their friends, family, and colleagues? As I'll show you in the following example, it doesn't take much. There's a company I buy from as often as I can. It's called CD Baby. They sell CDs online. There must be 100 places online to buy CDs, but if you haven't interacted with CD Baby yet, I highly recommend it. It's the thing is, CD Baby doesn't have the best pricing, they don't have the best selection, and they do not have the fastest delivery time. But interacting with them is fun. It's memorable. I'll give you an example. Here's a confirmation email I received from them on a CD that I bought in 2007. And the email says, "Chris, thanks for your order with CD Baby. Your CD has been gently taken from our CD Baby shelves with sterilized, contamination-free gloves and placed onto a satin pillow. A team of 50 employees inspected your CD and polished it to make sure it was in its best possible condition before mailing. Our packaging specialist from Japan lit a candle and a hush fell over the crowd as he put your CD into the finest gold-lined box that money can buy. We all had a wonderful celebration afterwards, and the whole party marched down the street to the post office, where the entire town of Portland waved bon voyage to your package on its way to you in our private CD Baby jet on this day, October 7th, 2007. We hope you had a wonderful time shopping at CD Baby. In commemoration, we've placed your picture on our wall as Customer of the Year. We're all exhausted, but can't wait for you to come back to cdbaby.com. Now, how much does that beat your order has been confirmed? See, CD Baby gets it. Keep in mind, I've had this email in my inbox for over 3 years because I think it's that excellent. I've shared this with probably 100 people because I think it's that excellent. CD Baby clearly made the decision to be real, to have fun with their customers, and to turn a typically boring interaction into something memorable. What do your confirmation emails say about the decisions you've made? See, it's sometimes the boring bits of the business that are exactly the right place to inject some personality. I Love You More Than My Dog is a great book. It's written on a topic we could all benefit from thinking about a little more. In a world of abundant choice, customer experience is king. And truly excellent customer experience never happens by accident. It comes from clarity of purpose, shared throughout the organization and engaged by all staff, from all departments, at all times, in their own way. It comes from decisions made with confidence and conviction. Excellent customer experience comes from teams and team leaders who aren't willing to settle for being mediocre, but instead strive for unique excellence at every opportunity. So what are you striving for? My name's Chris Taylor. This has been Actionable Books Audio, and we hope you enjoy it.